Hey, welcome to The Interactive Journey. Come along with us as we share the stories of parents, children, and professionals navigating a challenging world of various diagnoses, life transitions, and being human.
Here we are again. The Interactive Journey welcomes all of our listeners back. I'm one of your hosts, Rachel Watson, along with Logan Miller.
Hi.
And Megan Chakowski.
Hello.
Today, we are super excited to chat with an amazing woman. She's the owner of ZZ Dance Studio in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. She has a strong commitment to including everyone at her dance studio, including those with special needs. In fact, we heard about her from a parent and from our very own Deanna, who went to the final performance of the year last spring and shared with us the incredible video from that performance. When I saw that video, I knew I needed to speak with you. And without further ado, I present Sammy Zweben. Hello and welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
I'm so glad you pronounced her name first, Rachel, because Sammy, I was not sure how to say your last name.
No. I don't know what happened with that name. I'm like, who gave us that? But you did great. And I don't even remember telling you my name. So thank you.
We do a little bit of stalking. So in prep for this. So
great. Good job.
But wait, I just realized, is it ZZ Dance because your last name starts with Z?
Yes, and my work partner and close friend Meredith Ziemba is the other owner of ZZ Dance. So we're co-owners and co-partners and co-creators, and we've been friends for over 36 years.
Wow. Isn't it so funny, though, to have two people with the last name beginning with Z? That's crazy.
Yeah. She changed her maiden name was Minoff, and she did not change hers, and I kept mine. So we ended up ZZ.
That's great. So tell us a little, let's start out talking about you, and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Well, I'm Sammy. I'm from Queens, New York originally, but I grew up almost wholly in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I grew up dancing competitively for as long as I can remember. After high school, I went to college at Towson University in Maryland, and the dance team at that time was number one in the nation. And I was like, I just need to be on that team. I didn't care what school. Like, it's so crazy. I look back, I'm like, did I even know about the school? But my brother actually went there before me, so I did obviously know a bit about it. But I loved it. But well, I majored in electronic media and film because I wanted to be in like the movie industry in some way. I just didn't know what. I always wanted to act. So I got my degree in electronic media and film with a concentration in television, but I always taught dance through it. And I started actually teaching my senior year of high school. And then I moved to New York City right after college and trained in acting. And after 5 years in New York, I moved to LA, where I actually got to work as an actor. I did a lot of, or I mean, not a lot, but I did some commercials in as a dancer and as an actor. And I was in some dance movies as a principal dancer. I did some TV shows and still was trained in acting and dancing the whole time. And all the while, my friend Meredith of 1 million years really wanted to open a dance studio. And I thought it was great for her. And I was like, good job, good luck. Like, she's like, no, I want to do it with you. So I wasn't really on board. I mean, I wholeheartedly believed in her, but I just was living my life in LA. I ended up moving back, and we are by coastal now. And I started teaching again back east and west and kind of like a yo-yo. And all I really wanted when I moved back east was to teach people with special needs, because I got connected to an amazing nonprofit called Holton's Heroes. And I know one of the co-founders, and she asked me to teach this class for children with special needs and actually traumatic brain injuries. And I was like, yeah, let's go. And I went in there blindly, and I'm like, I could do this. And I just fell in love. Now, I had worked with people with special needs through my life, but never just like someone handed me the baton and said, like, here's 25 people with traumatic brain injuries and have fun. And I loved it. And so what happened was I wanted to do it all the time. And so my friend Meredith, who's the other Z of ZZ Dance, she said, we could do this all the time if we open our own space. And I'm like, how does that work? How can we do that? Like, what was that? What will that look like? But she bullied me for like 2 years. And, and I'm so happy she did. And I mean that with a lot of love. Like she really believes in me. She doesn't teach the special needs population, though she could. I believe she would. She just was, I don't know how to say, but she was so proud of me as a friend and just being, we're like family. So she, I think she was shocked that like I just like went in and I was like, I just love this so much. And she helped me believe that I could do this. So then I got trained in something called Rhythm Works Integrative Dance. And I always wanted to take it, but it was very far and very expensive. And I was like working in LA and working in New Jersey and back and forth like a crazy person. And then when COVID hit, they opened it, they offered it online. And I was like, oh, this is my chance. I can right. do it. So I took the course. I had no time limit. You know, I had to follow their time limit, but I had nothing else to do. So it was just so perfect. And then Meredith and I decided to open in COVID, during COVID. We literally opened September of 2020. We had zero students, you know, because we had no one. But the first year we had a lot of kids join the community. And we had, I think we finished that first year with only maybe 8 or 9 special needs dancers. And this year, in our fourth year, we have almost 40 dancers with special wow. needs. And we have 4 classes. So we Fantastic. Had 1 class year 1. We had 2 classes year 2 and year 3. And this year we had to go to 4 because at some point, like it just becomes, there's a lot of bodies because we have buddies and we have nurses and aides and it's just like, it's hot in there. So like, we, and there's dogs. So we have training, you know, service dogs. Some are training, some are actually service animals. So we split it into 4. It's just like, it's fantastic.
Boy, that is such an exciting story though. Your journey thus far has really been pretty stinking incredible. I mean, to go from, you know, starting out with yourself as both an actor and a performer and being able to marry both of those, being bi-coastal, and now taking it and really taking what you're talented with and bringing it to all children, but specifically those who have some kind of special needs. That is really, really incredible. And you talk about kids. What ages would you work with should they come to you? Is it all kids? Do you have any adults or?
Yeah, some adults, they're the best. So we do a couple of things. We, at ZZ Dance, the youngest child, this year is 4, but it's from 3 to 18. However, they're split by age, but we have one dancer that started with us when she was 18 and now she was 17. Now she's 21 or, you know, and I refuse to not have her in the class. So, but it works because we have a lot of kids that are older. We have an 18-year-old and 17, 19. But we do go out into the community. So we have like, so what's been really nice is a lot of our teachers at ZZ Dance, we call them mentors. We don't actually, like on the website, they're listed as mentors. They go out into the community and we have a few that really love teaching what we call ZZ Jams, which is our dancers with special needs and abilities. And so we have people in, for instance, the Weinberg Commons, which is, I'm sure you know, adults with special needs. And then, so they teach there. And we have people that go to, teachers, mentors that go to Kingsway, different programs mm-hmm. at Kingsway. So one is like the day program, one is, you know, it's all different, but they teach, like, I think through the week, like 6 classes. So those are all the people over 22.
Okay.
And then we're also in preschools. Some of those children also have special needs. So that's more, I feel like they're just more integrated and more mainstreamed in preschools. And then we have been out in the community at, for a couple of years, we were with, Connect Plus. And so they were there dancing for years too. So, and we teach at the JCC camps at Medford, and there's a lot of children with special needs there, and they're all in the bunks. And so we're kind of all over now.
That's so cool. That is really cool. What do you think is the benefits of dance for those with special needs?
I mean, for I think there's two. That's kind of like a lot of answers. But for one, they come in, they all love each other. Now it's been, and they know each other and they're comfortable and they know names and they have their, it's wild. They have their friends. They have their little groups within the class. And I think they're just able to be free because I feel like I run a circus in like a, it's in a good way. Like I don't ask for much in those classes other than, you know, we can't do certain things that would, endanger somebody, but I let them sort of roam free. But then when we go to run our dance, cause we do the recital, you know, the kids perform, they have to stand on their dot and they do. And, but sometimes it takes the whole year to get them to stay on their dot, but it happens and it's wild. So I think just like being out of school or out of their therapies or out of their parents' house or their house, it's just a party. It feels like a party. I mean, I am sweating awesome. By the end of the class. Like I am just, and it's a half hour. So you would think I was in there for six. Like I'm just like dripping. And then also what kind of the craziest thing for me is like the parents in the best way, like they, so we do not allow parents in ZZ Dance, meaning it's a drop off except for the children with special needs. We ask them to stay and hang around just in case we need them or they need medication or anything like that. So the parents sit in our student lounge at the tables and they have become friends and I think they're great resources for each other. And that's really special for me to see too. They're invited to birthday parties. It's just, it's really spectacular.
That's awesome. Cause that networking opportunity for parents isn't really always there, right? You think about school, but when do parents really have the opportunity to get together at school, especially for those children who have some type of special needs, they're not like as included and involved in every school. So to try to find your friends, your spirit people who also have children who are going through the same thing that you are, there really isn't that opportunity. So here's a very focused place where you're going to meet like people who are going through some similar situations to what you might be going through. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
It's nice. I sat with, so I teach two of the four classes of special needs and I kind of like to check in on the other two classes just because I they're like babies and then I just like handed them, you know, over. So I do.
Yeah.
And I trust the teacher so much, but I just like to be around sometimes. And I sat with the moms one time. They're just awesome. And they were the younger dancer parents were asking those that were 11, 12, you know, for the 4 and 6 year olds, a lot of questions about what's the next step and what happens next. And I mean, it's really great.
And you said that about like being invited to birthday parties and things like that. That's another thing that doesn't always happen. I feel like when they're younger, you know, maybe even up through second grade or so, give or take, there's more opportunity for that. Cause I know at least in my school district for my children, if you're going to invite somebody through school, you have to send an invitation to every person in the class. So you get a lot of invitations that way. But then as they hit like third, fourth grade, it kind of gets to be your core group of friends and that's who you're having the party with. So sometimes more often than not, I feel like many of our kids get excluded. So I think it's awesome you're doing that.
It's so sad. I understand. Like I can understand it too. Even to this day, I'll say to my mom, I'm having a party or, you know, we're going to invite people. And I will say something like, I don't want to have another, you know, 4 people, 6 people. And my mom still to this day, is like, no, just invite everybody. Like, just do it. Just do it. And I think that's why, I mean, I know I am the way I am from my parents because it's just easier to be kind. It's easier to be nice. Like what's the difference at the end of the day?
Right.
And just include people. So even now I live in a world where I want to be inclusive. Our dance studio is inclusive. And even in my own personal life, I can understand like not wanting certain, you know, vibes or spirits around, but you just have to invite them anyway. So.
Right. Right. In class, can you talk about like some challenges that maybe you've had to overcome with some of the people who are taking the classes?
Sure. I really only had one child that I really couldn't, I didn't know how to support her really because I was never told what, it's hard. We ask every child that joins ZZ, there's a few things they have to put out in the form, in the software. It's like their name, their gender, they don't even have to say, can prefer not to say, right? That's one thing. Another thing is, can we take pictures and use them? Mm-hmm. And the other thing is medical conditions or anything we need to know about your child. And a lot of times they'll pick ZZ Jams, but they will not tell us what's happening and how we can be of service or help. And it's hard because I feel like a little bit, I tiptoe around asking. So I'll sort of just let them write whatever they write. And then I'll reach out and say, hey, I've been noticing this. Is there anything that I should know or anything that I can do to help you help them?
Yeah.
And one dancer had nothing in there. And the father said, no, she's just herself. And I said, okay, great. But she was a little reckless and a little dangerous. And, you know, the costumes came in one day and she was ripping them and things that are, it's okay. Nobody was like getting hurt yet, but like stools were being pushed. And I am trained in dance. But I'm not trained in dance with people with special needs. And I can go back to the people that I learned from. There are all these resources for me. But in the moment, it's like,
Sure.
So I just one day, it was like a couple of weeks in a row where it was just wild. And I was good for a couple of weeks. And then one day I opened the door and I screamed out to one of the receptionists. And I said, please call so-and-so's father. I need help. Like I'm like the mirrors are going to break. Like there's just, you know, there's a lot of things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
Like a biter. And like, that's just all hard. And, he was right there. So he heard my panic, like, and then so I said, please help me. Like, do you want to come in and maybe I could watch you and what you do.
Yes.
Right. Said, I'll just take her for today. And then he never came back. So and then I reached out and I said, like, I don't want her to leave. I just want tools. Like I wanted to be with her for a long time. I just like, you know, I know how to de-escalate a lot of situations, but there's a lot of children behind me and things were flying and it was like a lot, right, you know? So, and their buddies are sometimes younger than them and smaller than them. Right, so there's like a weird dynamic there. They're not gonna, they're scared. There's a little bit of like a, you know,
Well, and it's hard because you're right. You're only getting so much information on an intake. That family probably really wanted their daughter, right? It was a daughter, right? So really wanted her to be able to participate, but it doesn't sound like she had the prerequisite skills to be ready to be present in the group yet, like the minimal ones in order to be ready. So maybe, you know, sometimes with that's something a parent can work on, you know, outside of dance and then kind of come back and say, okay, we're ready now. We're doing much better.
And I felt for him. I didn't, I don't know what the family situation was, but he looked so, it was sad. It was sad. And he looked tired. I really wanted to give him that half hour. Yeah. Like I really wanted to have her and I still think about her. And that was just last year. And I reached out again and I just think it's too much. And for him, I think that was too much of like not knowing if she was going to make it through the class or what was going to happen. But I have seen such transformation, like on the opposite end, I've seen such transformations where a child like started just like that. And there were behavioral therapists in the room with them. And we don't really, I'd rather just be kids, but like he needed it, you know? And then he trained the service dog with the service dog. And now the service dog sits in the class and just watch. This kid, he's unbelievable. I can't believe it. Like I'm just like so proud. So it's like, that's why that was my biggest challenge. Cause I felt like I couldn't get through because I actually couldn't get through because someone wasn't helping me understand, you know?
Yeah. And we all have our challenges and no place is ever going to be perfect for every child. And we've learned that ourselves. We're not the right provider for every single family, but you know, we do feel like we're the provider, best provider for a lot of them, but we're not for everybody. And so same thing. So you can probably serve most people that come through the door, but sometimes there's those that are just for whatever reason, not ready to participate in a group dance lesson. So yeah.
That was my biggest.
Yeah.
My only probably.
What can you think of any like big success stories that you're like so proud of or that you really are happy about?
Yeah, so many. I mean, literally tiny things to probably a lot of people and the biggest things to me. I had a child. She started with us year one. I think she was five. Oh, no. She was four because she's eight now. Hello, I can't do math. She was four and the cutest, but nonverbal. and really focused, danced the whole time. She was fantastic. She, like, you know, a lot of the kids have great rhythm. That's what they hear and they're good at it. And she loved it. She smiled. She jumped around the whole time, but she stayed on her dot. You never had to ask her to like pay attention. She was just there, nonverbal. Year one, year two, year three. Year three, I asked, does anybody love the movie Tangled or something? I said something about, because they love Disney, that youngest group. And I never played Tangled, and I love Tangled. So I heard a voice say, I love Tangled. And I was like, who in the world just spoke? And then Bella, my helper, her that girl's one-on-one, was crying. My assistant was crying. She was she's 15 last year. She said it was her. It was her. Like, because we all. Yeah. And so for me, watching my assistants, who are neurotypical, competitive dancers, that they're very mainstreamed, I guess, as like the, like they're, you know, they're just kids that have, they're lucky, right? They're lucky kids. And she was just crying. And for me, it was, yes, it was the fact that the child spoke, but it was the reaction of the, like, yeah. She was proud. And I'm like, and listen, if she never spoke, that would be okay. But I knew how hard the grandmother was working with her. Like, I mean, so hard. So that was a huge one for me. Another one was some runaways that we had like in the classroom that I was so nervous to be on the stage because, you know, that's like a 6-foot drop or more. Mm-hmm. That is like so scary. So I had to put like the dance dads in the front so that if case anybody wanted to like crowd surf, that the dance dads would be there. We had moms in the back ready to like, you know. And when those children danced on stage in their spot on their dot and froze, like held their pose and froze.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh. So that was huge. I mean, all of it. It's all of it. It's the fact that I had a kid this year. He started this year. He is taller than every single person in that room. He's 10 years old. He's taller than me. I mean, way taller. Like, I'm 5'4". He must be 5'8", 9". I mean, he's a big boy and he's 10. So he comes at you like, and you're like, ah, you know, it's like,
he's punching. He's a big presence when he comes in, huh?
Yeah. And like, you're like, oh, I'm going to get punched in the face. I know it. And not like, not because he's aggressive, just because he's excited. I have gotten him to, for the only little past 2 weeks, so I'm like, I've gotten him to stay. We have a special blue dot for him. I got him to stay. I said to, he has two buddies on him because, you know, we need a little more arm power. And that was huge. And he's funny. And because that's a little scary for these girls that are, they're this big, you know, it's like, right. So I'm really proud of all of them, honestly. Yeah.
That is so great. I mean, so many good things that are happening there. And, you know, we just love what you're doing. And is there anything like that an organization like us or someone similar that we can do to help to support anyone who might want to participate? Like if one of our clients wanted to come, is there anything we would be able to do to help to support or prepare them?
That's so sweet. I think we don't have any prerequisites. And I think that's why the one child that had trouble is like, I really didn't, we never know who's walking in.
Yeah.
So, and then there's a mixture sometimes of kids that are like wonderful and a mixture of sometimes you're like, whoa, you know,
it's
like,
right.
It's not two hitters. You're like, ah! You know, so it's like a little different. I think if a parent asked you, do you recommend a dance class? I think the answer is yes. I think that if they can probably be away from their parent or their caretaker for a half hour. And I would say, you know, if there's 30 classes in the year, if, you know, if they're well-behaved for 20, I think it's a win, right? Like, mm-hmm. I say that with the kids that are neurotypical. I'm like, you guys are wild. Like, you need to come back down to earth, you know? So it's no different. Like, we don't really treat them differently. So I think sometimes the kids don't even make it 20 minutes of the 30, but that's okay. You know, something else is, so we keep our costs very low for the ZZ Jams dancers. And then we do, sometimes we know from other people who have maybe sent them that they have financial trouble. And then we just, Meredith and I just do what we can on our end to cover it because it's what I wish. My wish is that one day ZZ Jams will be free. Like, I hope that Meredith and I are in a position that maybe we get a grant or maybe we are okay on our own to be like, we can do this. Like we can do, you know, when it's only me teaching, that's very easy. But now we have we have so many kids, which is so beautiful. We have to pay our teachers, right? So it's like, it becomes a little hairy. But so I always dream of, like, you know, someone being like, here you go, here's, you know, money for the year. But we do, I have to say, we have a lot of people that want to help, just parents that are not part of ZZ Jam's community, they're just part of the community or part of ZZ Dance. And they'll say things like, I want to pay for the shoes for every Jam's dancer for the recital. Mm-hmm. And they don't want recognition. And I'm always like, well, can I post it? You know? And then, or we'll have Holton's Heroes, the traumatic brain injury nonprofit that I spoke about. They always reach out and say, we would like to sponsor one Jam's dancer. And this year I chose the dancer that comes all the way from Trenton because they don't have a program in Trenton for him there. So I was like, well, the mom drives an hour there and back on a good day. You know what I mean? So for a half hour class. So I thought he was the right person to receive that award or that scholarship, you know?
Yeah, that's beautiful. That is so great.
Yeah, thank you. I think just sharing what we do is the best way you can support. So thank you.
Sammy, you mentioned buddies when you're speaking about your competitive dancers. Can you talk a little bit about that and their role and how that comes about for them? And also, sorry, I keep going, the benefits of being a buddy at your dance studio.
Sure. You know, they're my assistants, but they're someone's buddy. So they have they're the best. They have a lot of rules because a lot of people just want to be part of Jams because they are really great kids. Like my neurotypical kids are wonderful kids, all of them. But then there are these special kids, these extra special dancers. A lot of them are part of our ambassador program, which is just basically a bunch of do-gooders that sign up for this extra program. But I think we have like 15 Jams assistants, and some of them are in all four classes. Some of them do two, some of them do one. And they are assigned. Some ZZ Jams dancers do not need one-on-one assistance. So they're just there to support the room when things go wild or someone needs to go to the bathroom or, you know, if someone starts shutting off the lights, there's someone there that's like running after if there's a runaway. I have chosen them based on what I see. So some of them I just know for a lot of years. Some of them I think I know all of them for a lot of years. From an old dance studio where we all were at some point. A lot of them are just special people. Like I have, talk about birthday parties. I have a dancer who she does not have special needs. She's one of the assistants. She's in love with all of them. Her mom is going to throw a pool party in the spring for all of the Jams dancers and all the assistants. It's that. It's like, these kids are so special. Like you see them and this is how the next generation of kids, like once these kids graduate, I see my younger dancers saying, hi, so-and-so. They know all their names. Hi, so-and-so. You know, I heard it was your birthday because everybody's on social media, you know? So it's like, there is such a gap closed. Like the bridge has been built. Like, so I think my neurotypical dancers feel really cool and really special to be a part of the program. We put these Jams kids in competition just for fun. We do one a year. The parents can sign up for it. Meredith and I cover the cost because competitions are so expensive. We cover the cost. And for our neurotypical dancers, the assistants, the buddies, they love it. They being a part of it, and they cry when it's over. It's like they're so proud of their dancer. It's that has been so special for me, and I get very choked up. Last year, a different assistant after the recital, a mom was crying because we couldn't believe the kid made it on stage and then danced. Like that was like so. Someone else's buddy, one of my assistants, was hysterical. I said, "What's the matter? What's the matter?" She said, "Did you see how her mom like it was just the way that her mom reacted affected my assistant."
Oh my gosh.
It really is life-changing. It's life-changing. Yeah. So I'm not sure if I answered all of your questions.
That's
absolutely great. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's really amazing. So what does the future look like for you and for ZZ Dance?
Well, my wish, and Meredith knows this, is that we would be able to cover the costs of ZZ Gyms. That is that's a dream and that's a wish. Another dream of hers, I'm not sure how I feel yet, is to have more locations so that more people can be affected. Now, we have 800 something students at ZZ Dance and 40 something have special needs. And I think just like having a dance studio that does, we do a lot of charity. Everything we do is giving back. Everything we sell, we donate a portion back to, you know, if we sell sweatshirts at the recital, a portion will go back to Make-A-Wish New Jersey, or, you know, we host a bake sale and the money goes to, you know, so it's like nothing, it's not for us, it's for others. And so Meredith, again, comes after me like, well, we could do more, you know? So it's like, I know I'll be bullied into another location at some point, but right now I'm just very happy and really, I'm content, but I think there might be more in the future of more.
Yeah.
So that more people can be affected. And not really us run it. Like the formula is there, and let someone who's incredible and wants to do the same thing somewhere else be able to do it and help, you know, guide.
So if someone's interested in starting this up, maybe in like a, maybe further north, right? So your friend doesn't have to travel so far, for example.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, like Hawaii is fine, so I can visit. But
oh, that would be great in Hawaii, you know?
California is not too bad, Sammy.
Well, last year when I was like, it was so gray last year, and I was like, I was crying in the office one day, just got overwhelmed and emotional, and I missed California. And Mary's like, what about CZLA? And I'm like, oh, stop it with the location changes. But then I was like, ooh.
Oh, that's so funny. Is there anything else that you wish we had asked you? That maybe you want to share?
You should come to the recital this year. I can get you tickets. I would love for you to see. We have the four classes are in different shows. So we have 9 recitals. So 4 of the shows will have a jams class in there. So let me know if you're interested and I can
tell you. All right, cool.
Yeah. Actually, that's really fun. If any of your students that you or any of your, you know, clients want to see it, that's a really great place to see it. So. And their recitals are short.
That's a good idea for like an outing. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, they're short. They're like an hour. For those, you know, the team shows a bit longer. It's like 3 hours. But most of the shows with just those younger shows and those that take like 1 class or 2 classes, those are about an hour. And they're fun. It's a spectacle. They'll love it, so.
Oh, that's awesome. How would somebody, if they were interested in learning more about the program, how would they go about doing that?
We have a little link on our website. They could go to zzdance.dance and find ZZ Jams, or they can email us at info@zzdance.dance or call us or inbox us or direct message us. So we're around and we will respond immediately.
Okay, great. We'll put that information in the show notes too. So check that out if you're listening right now. That's awesome. We really appreciate your time. Now we're going to move on to our favorite part of the show, which is Logan's top 10.
Ooh.
Rapid fire.
Right. Okay. So I'm going to ask you a question, and whatever comes to your brain first is going to be your answer. So here we go.
Okay. Uh-oh.
What is something on your bucket list?
Why so many? I do believe I'd like to get my master's someday, but I don't know in what. I just really love school, and I didn't do it because I went to train in acting right away after college. And I'd love to, in my retirement age, get a master's in something and make a difference in that respect.
Cool.
Thank you.
What word do you get told that you pronounce wrong?
Draw. Like the drawer. I know that it's called a drawer, but a mirror.
Draw.
So because it's New York, my mother, it's my parents' fault. So it's like, it's in the draw, or it's like, look in the mirror. I didn't know how to spell those until I was like 25. So
I appreciate that.
Thank you.
What is your hidden talent?
Oh my God. I can put my legs behind my head.
Wow. That's is a talent.
Years of dancing. That is just too many years of dancing.
What is the worst present you've ever received?
You know, I remember. It was a, we did a Secret Santa or, you know, gift exchange 1,000 years ago. And now looking back, I think they didn't have, I don't think that she could buy a present. So like now I understand, but she put like her sports bra in, like, because we were dancers, so we always wore sports bras, and she like gifted me a used sports bra. Yeah, like that was weird at the time, but now I'm like, oh, she tried. You know, get it now. And I didn't know that people, you know, when you're young, you don't know that everybody can't go buy a $25 present. And right, you know, right. I'm sure my mom schooled me on that real fast too, so don't worry about that.
What would the name be of your reality TV show?
I don't want your drama. I don't like drama. I just want nothing to do with it. In every part of life. All yep. of it. Everything.
Do you have a pet?
Yes, his name is Ozzy. He's handsome. He's a dog. He's a rescue.
If Ozzy could talk, what would he say about you?
I love kissing her the best. he loves to kiss me. He doesn't kiss anybody else. It's so weird. I know.
Famous kisses.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your favorite Disney character?
Belle. I just love, I mean, I love to read. I love her. I love that she did something for her father. And then she fell in love. I mean, you know, I have some feelings about that. She fell in love with her captor, but like I can get past it. And that he was really hideous looking, and she ended up, you know, looking past all that. So.
What is not a big deal to most people, but torture to you?
Oh, noises. Like chewing. I want to die when people chew in my ear, or like this. Nail clipping that's not mine. I fly a lot because we travel back and forth so much, and people clip their toenails on planes, guys.
What?
Yes.
And ew.
To die. You don't understand. Like, I understand. Like, I sometimes want to wear headphones like my students because I'm like, I get it. There's too much sensory. It's too loud, you know?
Too much.
Plus, you should never be clipping your nails outside of your own home, I feel, or at a salon.
Even today at the gym, somebody, a man came over, and you know, you're supposed to clean the machines when you're done. So I'm spraying. He comes right next to me in my space, fine, takes the paper towels and blows his nose at me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are things like that I'm like, dude, I mean,
yeah. You did not ask for a DNA sample.
So did we not learn anything from the last few years?
Right. Oh, gross.
Clearly, someone did not.
Not him. And I was just like, ew. Forget the noise on that one. I was just grossed out. Yeah.
Right. I'd be like, no, I'm good. Thanks.
Thank you.
What is your life motto?
Live and let live. And my grandmother taught me that. I just think everybody needs to mind their business. And if something makes someone happy, then that's it. Period. The end. Like, if they're not hurting anybody.
Right.
Awesome.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was fun. I never had a top 10 rapid fire questioning.
Thanks for listening. Looking for more? Be sure to follow us on your favorite podcast app and Instagram at The Interactive Journey. Questions, comments, or want to be a guest on our show? We'd love to hear from you. You can message us at podcast@interactivekids.com or on Instagram at The Interactive Journey.